A federal appeals court in Philadelphia heard arguments yesterday on whether the immigration hearing of New Jersey detainees in the government's terror investigation may be held in secret. The Justice Department ordered so-called special interest cases closed last fall. A number of newspapers and civil rights groups sued to open them, and they've won a series of court decisions on the issue. But NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports lawyers challenging the government were grilled by the Philadelphia appeals panel.
When another appeals court in Cincinnati ruled against the government in a similar case last month, it delivered a stinging line picked up by newspapers across the country. Democracies, the court said, die behind closed doors. In an exchange that showed the decidedly different tone of Tuesday's hearing, Judge Morton Greenberg ridiculed that line. He said the Constitutional Convention of 1787, held just blocks from this courthouse, was held in secret, and that, he said, is where democracy was born. Several times, the three judges here asked how they could possibly rule against the government when national security and human lives were at stake. Lee Gelernt of the American Civil Liberties Union argued the case for a group of New Jersey newspapers who want the detainee hearings open.
This court has very tough probing questions.
Outside the courtroom, Gelernt stressed he was not asking the government to open every minute of every hearing.
What we sought to tell the court today was that the government can protect its national security interests, but it just needs to make an individualized showing of why they need to close particular hearings. That the one thing we don't believe the First Amendment allows is for the government to unilaterally shut down hundreds of cases without any individualized showing.
Arguing for the government, Gregory Katsas said case-by-case closures won't work. He said even bits of seemingly innocuous information could tip off terror groups, and he said opening hearings could scare off potential informers. What's more, Katz has maintained there is no constitutional right to open deportation hearings because, he said, they are administrative proceedings, not actual trials. Responding to judges' questions, Katz has also noted those detained are able to call the media and publicize their cases themselves if they wish. He noted few have chosen to do so. Immigration lawyers counter that many detainees' phone access has been limited to one call a week, even if no one answers. Such complaints are included in at least one class action lawsuit on behalf of the immigration detainees. The government has arrested hundreds of immigrants as part of its terror probe. Virtually none has been charged with any crime. Instead, they've been detained for violating immigration law and, after repeated interrogation, ordered deported. One judge asked the Justice Department lawyer how the government decides which detainees are of special interest and so must have closed hearings. Lawyer Katsas said only that government officials exercise their judgment. After the hearing, Katsas declined comment, but read a Justice Department statement for the media.
We are at war, facing a terrorist threat from unidentified foes who operate in covert ways and unknown places. This makes it essential that the United States take every legal step possible to protect the American people from acts of terrorism.
Whatever the Philadelphia Appeals Court decides, it likely won't be the last word on this issue. In what became almost a running joke through Tuesday's hearing, judges made repeated references to this case heading to a higher court, meaning the Supreme Court. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Philadelphia.